Hello and welcome to another SGR Coffee Break. This is a solemn episode number 17, and I say solemn because I am nearing the end of Sons of Anarchy, and I've been binge watching it this morning, and yeah, I'm kind of reeling from these episodes.
Yeah, it was hard to take. I mean, imagine watching it week by week and dealing with the cliffhanger that you had to deal with this morning.
Oh, after that.
And realizing you had to wait a whole other week. Yeah.
Nope. This is why I don't watch them on TV. I just binge watch them either on Netflix or buy the DVDs. So.
I couldn't wait. I had to watch every single week.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, there's a part of me that wishes I could do that. And then at the same point, I'm like, nope. I really enjoy the fact that I can just hammer them out. So.
Although that's what I'll be doing with Justified because it ended last week.
I heard that.
And so I have all those episodes DVR'd. So I'll just, you know, got to find time, like, you know, everything else in my life. And I'll sit there and binge watch that. Because, I mean, I watched the first five seasons binge watch. So
I think I did the first, I think it was three or four when I first found it. And I haven't gone back because I thought it was like, oh, well, that, okay. So I didn't realize they were still coming out. So,
yeah, well, it's over. The Americans, I think, just had their season finale, or it's going to be tonight, and I'll have to binge watch that season because I really enjoy that. If you haven't watched The Shield.
Oh, I have my next one because I watch these while I'm doing my workout. So the next one, I'll probably start on Friday because I decided that, you know, can't end Friday with SOA being done and over. I decided that I'll end it tomorrow, and then Friday I'm starting Game of Thrones. The second season, because I already started the first one. I finished the first one like 2 months ago, so I'll start the second season this Friday. I figured that's a good, you know, if we're going to start the weekend off being all violent, we might as well just go with frickin' Game of Thrones and see who dies. Kind of like what happens in Mortal Kombat.
Man, I can't wait for Chris to be done with the story because I have so much I want to talk about.
I'm so close. I had to look at, I was like, how many more chapters do I have? So I had to look and see that I saw that there was 12 chapters, and then I saw there's like, you get a different boss. If you're playing the mobile version, it unlocks another boss that you can play. So
I did not know that. That's interesting.
So, well, hey, if there's a strategy guide for it, we may know that, huh?
That is true. We might. Yeah. We might know that if you had a strategy guide. I might have an easy access to looking up moves instead of having to press pause and search for it. Wait, oh, it's not here. Maybe it's in the combos. Maybe it's in the special moves. Is it down here? Okay. You know, oh, wait, she just did that. Like, how did that happen? Hold on. I got to pause again. I got to look through this versus, you know, having the book. Maybe, I don't know, but I'm not playing the game, studying the book, you know, because that's kind of what I did back in the day with instruction booklets because it had some of the special moves. And so I'd sit there and kind of study that so I could get the button presses already in my mind. And so then when I would practice, you know, I wouldn't have to continue to pause like, now, what was that again? For that one character. See, what else would I have of a strategy guide? Oh, I might know what's in the crypts. Like, if I just want to go unlock all the brutalities or some of the icons or the costumes, maybe a strategy guide could tell me which tombs to waste my coins on instead of opening them all and be like, you just got some easy fatality tokens. Well, I don't want the easy fatality tokens. I want this character's brutality, or I want to unlock this costume or this certain character.
Yep.
So, and you can't tell by how much a tomb costs.
Nope.
By what's in it. Because I've paid
there might be a nice piece of concept art locked behind a 6,000 token freaking.
Yeah. I mean, where do you think it might be a character? And like, I unlocked Aaron Black. I think it was like 900 coins, which I assumed was just going to be like another icon. Nope, it was a whole character. So you can't tell who does what. So there's that. There'd be nice already having the complete list of fatalities unlocked so that maybe you don't have to go into the crypt and unlock those fatalities, because I've been told that if you know the moves, the input in the moves, that it'll unlock for you, because what it means by unlocking is that it just kind of gives you.
It shows up in your move list. I can
Right.
confirm that this is how that works. If you do the fatality, and you can go in the practice fatality thing, and even though the fatality, like the fatality they're telling you, shows up at the top, you can do their second fatality, and as soon as you do it, it shows up in the move list. I can confirm that that happens. You just
What
have
about
to.
brutalities, or does those, or do those have to be unlocked in the crypt?
I believe that those have to be unlocked. In the brutalities, I don't know if you've tried doing a brutality, but those are ridiculously, some of them are stupid to even pull off.
Like complicated, the button presses, or
No. Brutalities are actually done. You have to complete a set of steps in order to make the brutality happen. So you have to win the second round with 50% of your health, 50% or more. But some of them are like you have to finish both fights with a throw, or you have to do 30% damage on your character. Like if you're trying to do reptiles, it's like you have to do acid spitting and you have to do cause 30% damage, and then you have to finish with a special move and then spit, and then the brutality will happen. It's yeah,
So how do you know this?
because I was watching some streamers. I've been watching a couple pro gamers streaming it because it's been very entertaining. And they were tr yesterday they were trying to do brutalities, and it's like I haven't even looked into doing brutalities. I just started working on the fatalities. And they were actually trying to do that, and he would read off what he had to do, and I was just like, oh, this is that's stupid. So then I actually fired up the game yet again and looked at it, and you can like if you look in the in your move list, it will tell you actually when you go down the brutality, it will tell you what you need to do and how it's supposed to be
Oh,
pulled off.
okay. I guess I just haven't really looked at it because in the story mode, I don't think you can do brutalities. I know you can't do fatalities in a story mode, which there is a reason for that. But
And they do, there is, I think I've seen one fatality and it makes sense. And it also helps out explaining why certain characters are not in the character roster. So, like, you do a fatality on a specific character that people like myself really kind of wanted to see come back, and that character gets killed off in the story. And you're like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense now why this person is not in this character roster. So. But if we had a strategy guide, that may have helped. And if you haven't quite picked up what we're throwing down yet, we're obviously kind of wishing we had an MK strategy guide, and this is an episode about what we miss about there not being an MK strategy guide. I.e., because also, let's face it, there's like six brutalities, and
Per character.
the only way you can see those is to unlock them. And so far from what I understand, unlike fatalities, where you can just go in the practice your fatality thing and basically unlock them without having to spend coins, which now is going to piss me off because now I have to go through the crypt. And when I unlock that stupid fatality, I'm going to be like, God damn it. I didn't want to spend coins on something I already knew. But the brutalities, from what I understand, is something that you do have to unlock in the crypt. And there are things that I would really like I'd really like to be able to unlock certain costumes, and I would love to have all the because I hate pulling up that move list and having all those fucking question marks. It's like the OCD just kicks in, and I'm like, oh, come on, just
And
give it to me.
this is the first game I have ever played where I understand wanting the costume packs. Because before, with any other game, I was like, seriously, costume packs, you're going to pay money for costumes? And yes, this is someone who did spend money for fucking N7 armor for Final Fantasy 13 2 characters. All right, I admit it. But like, I'm talking about like the costume packs, like I always see like for Little Big Planet, like the huge costume packs that constantly could come out. And I never really fully understood that until now, because I do have, because like I've said repeatedly, I played the really old Mortal Kombat games. So yes, I would like to play, some of those characters and how they originally looked. I like how they look now, but just be like a nostalgia factor to see Sonya Blade in her little yoga costume, or Johnny Cage just wearing his Bermuda shorts and sunglasses.
So I have a confession to make while we're talking costumes. So the combat pack, they released a bunch of costumes, I guess, this week. So the combat pack, I got a bunch of samurai costumes. Well, what was it? Monday night I was watching and saw somebody. So we all remember the unboxing, right? Where we have this kick-ass scorpion. The costume designed by Course, right? The statue designed by Course. Well, it turns out there is now a Course like, I'm guessing it is going to be, I guess it is Course, but they made one of Sub-Zero the same way.
Oh, really?
Except for Sub-Zero's arms. You know how, like, if you fight with Sub-Zero after a while, his arms start turning the bluish white to kind of signify the ice. Well, this costume, while it looks awesome, he also had his arms are already just like a bright, glowy, whitish blue. It is fantastic. So yesterday, while I was practicing fatalities, I was like, oh, I got to do it. So I brought in the core scorpion and did that new, they call it like a metallic metal something scorpion. It's like $1.99. I put the two in there and I was like, oh, this is fantastic. I should totally screen cap this. And if I could email it to myself without having to upload it to Facebook, that'd be fantastic.
You know what you can do? You can just save the screenshot and then put in a USB stick and copy it to the USB stick.
I think I might be doing that. And then I'm going to load it up in my favorite stage and call it a day. Because, man, you get those two characters side by side and you just see the costumes and you're just like, oh, God, it's so good. So that was like the best $1.99 I spent.
But going back to like the costume thing, so yes, I am tempted to getting some of the costumes, but a lot of some of the costumes are also in the crypt. And if I had a strategy guide, I might know where those costumes are.
And the other thing that, like, I would say that it'd be nice to, because you could probably just go online at this point now. Somebody's probably unlocked it all, or you could pay the $20, which I, at this point now, I'm like, no, I really don't want to spend the $20 now because, like, I can unlock all the fatalities. Yeah, it'd be kind of nice for the brutalities, but now understanding how those work. But the way that the crypt works in this game, it's really hard to read text and be like, oh, this is the crypt that I have to go to. Like, this is the tomb that I have to go, or I have to go here. Because this crypt, like, you have to unlock stuff in order to get further into it, and it gets you to new places, and you have to have
You have to
items, which,
find new items to move forward and
it'd be so nice to, like, have a nice big 2-page map with a bunch of numbers on it, and then just
yes.
have a nice little legend that said, this is what each one contains. So that way I knew I wasn't, because the other one is like, I don't want to buy the skip fights.
Right, I don't want to buy those either.
Because the only time I'm going to use those is to probably plow through the rest of the story. Like, I'm going to get to
Yes.
chapter 11 and I will probably start using the skip fights, just that way I can just get through it, get the story done, unlock the douchebag wizard guy, and then and be done. And I was like, I don't see a reason, because after that, what am I doing? I'm going to be playing either a single player doing the towers or doing the dailies. Or jumping online. There's no reason for me to have those skip fights anymore unless I want to kind of play through the story again. I guess that's kind of an easy way to earn coins, but at the same point, if I knew where everything was, I could make much, because you can go through the crypt and find coins too. So, like, what I used to do in the old one, in the prior versions, was just look at where the coins were at in the crypt, go unlock all those stupid tombs to get the coins, and then go buy the stuff that I wanted. Can't do that now. It just, and for Carrie, it gets rid of those jump scares for her.
Yeah, every time I have basically screamed every time like one of those wolves or the fucking spiders just jumps out at me. I've like done this and like almost dropped my controller and no, I don't like it. It's already spooky enough as it is, especially when you get like a little spider and you see like the people, hanging upside down and dead, and you have to punch. It's like you pop their heads like a zit, and then you get,
Couple hundred
a
coins.
prize. Because that's not creepy enough as it is, and everything looks the same, so it's easy to get lost and turn around and go back the same way you already did. Just as you think you have it figured out, a spider will just jump out at you. And if you go down a corner, you see a spider hanging out, and like, you're going to come after me? It just kind of stares at you. Like, well, you don't make any sense.
So I just thought of another one due to our discussion yesterday. Carrie doesn't quite understand all the fighting game terminology and how to string combos together and how frames and all that stuff works. And I just remembered that the Ultra Street Fighter guide that I had breaks all it. Like, there's a giant section just based off of all the terminology. So, like, if I say, well, you need to execute this at frame whatever, Carrie might understand that. And it might have, instead of just like Because when we were talking, you said that you'd do the combo either really fast or really slow, and it won't always execute. And then I was like, well, it's because you have to wait for the character to be, your opponent to be in a specific location to before you press another button. So that way the punch lands, and sometimes you got to knock them up, or you got to do a cancel, and
Okay,
you
how
don't.
do people have patience for this shit?
Oh, because you do it enough. Same way that
I
people
don't even
pretty
know how
good.
it's even possible. It's just, it sounds impossible to me.
It's. I mean. If you've been playing fighting games for a couple of years, it's pretty easy. But as a newcomer,
I just figured, like, you have this combination where it says square, square, triangle. You press
oh,
square, triangle.
the other one thing that I really miss about not having an MK 10 guide, and let me pull out my MK9 guide. I just remember the MK9 guide that they did was really freaking awesome. Where the fuck is it?
It's so awesome, he can't find it.
Well, it's because I've got strategy guides kind of shoved all over the place.
You need a bookshelf.
I have one and it's full.
You need another bookshelf.
Yep, it's obviously not on this bookshelf. The Mortal Kombat 9, what I really loved about that one is that they actually had dev and pro player tips. Like there's little blurbs and like they would have the string of combos, like how you could. Because you can go to the move list and you can get like one little thing, right, for a combo. Well, the MK9 guide, it was like, here's your combo, here's how it ties into this combo, and here's how it ties into this combo, and here's how you execute it. And then there'd be, every once in a while, there'd be a little blurb from either a pro player or a dev that said, here's a tip on how to execute this and what you want to do. So, like, if you wanted to do a juggle and you had to wait for the character to fall down, you could do a block because you're pushing back before you could execute the forward movement, kind of like the back forward with the Scorpion Spear. You could hold block and they would have a nice little blurb on that that kind of says, here's what you want to do and here's how you want to look for it. And you just don't have that. Now, I mean, yeah, you can kind of pick some of that up on Twitch. And there's a really great guy that's he's a Street Fighter player and a Marvel player, and he's really digging Mortal Kombat. And he just recently put up a Google Doc with all the characters that he's played through every character with all of the combo strings. But now all of a sudden you have to kind of understand what, you're going to go back one, forward, two, three, seven. Well, to a new player, they don't understand that one actually correlates to it's like the square button on on a PlayStation controller, and I have no idea what it is on a 360 con oh, it's a X. It just Yeah, we can. You can read that, but it would be so nice to have some wordage other than just seeing the combo string of here's what you want to do, of saying, okay, well, here's how the first chunk of this combo works. Here's where you want to do the cancel or wait, and then execute this next string of combos, but wait before you press this button. It just.
Because even like the tutorial wasn't helpful, because it was like, we got to this, you got to the combo section, and literally like it like the combo was square, square, triangle. And I could not execute. Thankfully, you can skip places in the tutorial. I was skipping, like, anytime they had a combo thing, I had to skip it because I was like, I am pressing square, square, triangle. I went to the options and turned things off and couldn't figure it.
I haven't done the tutorial. Do they actually show you the combo first and then you execute it, or do they just.
Yes. Well, like the combo is up at the top. No, they do not show it to you, as in the fighter's acting it out. No, they do not.
Yeah,
They
see.
just have the button presses. So actually, that'd be a good thing too. Maybe if I could see what it's supposed to look like, I might understand my timing, what I'm doing wrong.
And that's what they had in the MK9 guide, is that they had like a. When they were doing the combo string, you had a frame by frame kind of thing. So you'd see the move, and then you'd see where you
Okay.
want to execute the next move. And then you'd see, and on the strings where it would be like a 10 to 20 hit string, you had all those frames and you knew where to do that. So that way, when you're in training mode, you could do that. And this is the part that really, my biggest thing with MKX, that it's kind of lacking, whereas. Capcom games kind of excel at is their actual tutorials or their training modes, because those actually give you some insight as to how it works. Like you could watch a combo and be like, oh, okay, so they're hitting here, they're waiting till this, then they're hitting here. And Mortal Kombat just doesn't have that. They just, I mean,
No, and the other thing I wish it did, because I saw it does this in the practice mode. I was like, why don't they do that in the tutorial? Like, but the button presses that you're putting, it appears like in the left-hand corner. They don't have that in the tutorial. So you
Oh,
can't even see. It'd be nice, like if it had, like gives you, because it goes square, comma, triangle. Well, it'd be nice if when I pressed it, it would show I was doing it right. You know, like, okay, yes, you got the square. Yes, you got the square. Like at the right timing, because apparently I can't get the timing, or I'm not landing the blows correctly, or something. But I feel like it, like for a tutorial, it wasn't very tutorially, it wasn't very guiding. I mean, there are some things that it explained to me, you know, like how you can, you know, when you can only use special moves when your energy is up and it expends energy, and when you can use the X-rays, and I learned like you know, the wake up moves and some dodging moves and things like that, and how you can trick the opponent by delaying when you get back up. Things like that. So I'm not saying I didn't learn anything, because I learned plenty, and it was really helpful getting through the story. But I just come to the conclusion, like, the only way I'm going to do combos at this rate is the simple ones that are the same button presses, because I can land those, because those are pretty simple, or the ones I find by accident, by, you know, just randomly pressing buttons together. I'm like, oh shit, she just threw a grenade. How did I do that? Can't recreate it for the life of me, but okay.
The other thing that I miss about not having a guide for this is because all fighters have three different stances, and it'd be nice to have a nice little chart that breaks down the pros and cons of what makes each stance
Right.
good or bad. And
You mean the variations, right? Yeah.
it would be nice to have that. It'd also be kind of nice to. And I'm trying to remember if they had it in the MK9 guide for, oh no, they wouldn't have, because I feel like I've had this in a guide, but it would tell you where, if your opponent is playing this character and you're playing a whatever character you want to play, like which stances kind of or variations may be a little bit better or weaker against
Yeah.
that. It would be nice to
Yeah.
have that too. And I mean, eventually you'll learn it, but I mean, it'd be
Because
nice to.
actually at E3, when they had the big presentation, they were showing some of the examples. Like they were using Scorpion versus Sub-Zero to show how Scorpion was weak to one of Sub-Zero's variations, and vice versa. You know, how you can use that knowledge. Well, I guess the only way you can figure that out now is by playing hundreds of online matches or matches against the AI.
Right. So, yeah.
I would gladly pay $15 for a book for someone else to do it for me.
Kind of gives you little tips and tricks. Yeah, and I mean, I you should, I don't know. If you could get the Ultra Street Fighter guide just for that whole intro section, that'd be great for you, because I think it would definitely help you out as far as understanding some of the stuff that how it works. But yeah, I know that it's just a fighting game, and I know that it's a small market, but from what I am seeing, we haven't seen, at least on Twitch, and my sample size, let's face it, is Twitch. I haven't seen a fighting game hit Twitch the stream numbers. We're talking one guy had almost 30,000 people watch him play Mortal Kombat X. A couple other people that I watch, usually if they're doing Street Fighter or Marvel, they usually hit, 1,500, maybe 2,000 on a good day. And they're hitting 12 to 18,000 people now. And I mean, obviously there's a lot of interest in this, and why there's no guide, it just I don't I'm trying to wrap my head around why that, we could have a guide for every other fighting game except for this one. Why is it, if they took the stuff that they had put in, like that whole intro section of Ultra Street Fighter 4, the strategy guide, and coupled it with what they did as far as all the combos and the crypt and all that kind of stuff that happened in the Mortal Kombat 9 guide, and put that together, it'd be fantastic. I think it would bring in a few more players that are just intimidated, that they're like, I can't do this. I don't want to go through the crypt. I want to get all the stuff, but I want to pay the $20. It just it feels like such a lost opportunity. And I get it, it's a fighting game. It's, I can't imagine that they sell a ton of them, but at the same point, I really wish we had one, because I've enjoyed the fighting game guides are some of the best ones that I always review, and it's usually because Brady Games is the ones that almost always do the fighting games, from what I remember. And I'm looking over here and going, yeah, that's Brady, that's Brady, that's Brady. And they always do such a really good job at constructing a solid fighting game guide. I don't, it just, it makes me sad that there is not one for MKX.
Yeah, because there's actually a lot of people I've noticed that are like me that have been out of the fighting game genre for a long time, but for whatever reason, Mortal Kombat 10 has brought them back in. And part of it actually is because word about the story has gotten out.
No, that's actually
Yeah.
decent.
That's actually really, really good, which is really kind of hard for a fighting game.
I know, and you know what? This is the part that got me, because you'd see a couple of the trailers before the game came out, and I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be so cheesy. This is gonna be so bad. I'm gonna play through it just because I have to." And then I start play, you start playing through it, and all of a sudden you're like, "Oh, this is actually kind of good.
It's
Oh,
really good. Now,
we're getting a lot of lore and stuff. This is great."
yeah, which is actually making me like, because I'm going off of my knowledge and learning that MK9 retconned all of that. So I'm watching stuff. I'm like, well, why is that happening? Well, why is that? What happened there? Okay. And so people were telling me, like, do you have MK9? It's like, I have it on the video. Like, go play it. Go understand why certain things are happening. And I was feeling like a total racist bitch because some of the names sound the same.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, because you got Liu Kang, Kung Lao, Kung Jin, like, oh geez, I quit. And then Scorpion and Sub-Zero no longer go by their names. They go by their real names, which is Hanzo Hirashi and Liang. I don't remember, I don't remember Sub-Zero's full name.
I don't either. I
So anyway, so you got Liang, whatever his name is for Sub-Zero, Liu Kang, Kung Jin, Kung Lao, I quit. And
Boring.
it's not that I'm saying I'm racist because they all look alike, because they definitely do not, but they all just sound the same. To me, it's like, okay, this would be like if we had like a whole bunch of guys in there that were all, the same race, that were John, Johnny, John with no H, and Jonathan. Fuck this. I can't figure it out. But the cheesiest line that I got, but I laughed really hard, and I put this on Action Trip's Facebook page, is when you play Cassie Cage, and when she completes her last fight, she goes, "You've been caged."
Oh yeah, that's right, I do. Oh God.
Oh, Cassie.
Yeah.
But the best, a reader sent this to me, and it's so true. So if you get some time, go like set up a match, either a two player or like versus the AI, and do Johnny Cage versus Johnny Cage,
Oh.
and just watch the banter, because as soon as you put up characters against each other, like against the AI, like they'll kind of size each other up. Well, you have Johnny Cage and Johnny Cage, he immediately does this, starts like look at each other. He goes, "Hey, are you my stunt double? I was gonna say that about you." It's actually quite entertaining.
Oh,
So,
God.
I mean, I found it when I did that. I actually did the Here's Johnny fatality, which is kind of awesome, I have to
Here's
admit.
Johnny.
I'm like, okay, I did a Here's Johnny fatality on Johnny Cage. I've gone super meta, and I can't do anything else.
Oh yeah, my favorite is just their weird little banters that they do. Like fighting against, it was Scorpion, so you do the Johnny Cage fight, and he beat me the first time. He walks away. He's like, hashtag you suck. Just like fuck you. I mean the shit talk that they do will make it like pisses.
Hashtag you suck.
It pisses me off at the time, because I'm like, no, fuck you, asshole. You're AI. Hashtag you suck. Kiss my ass.
That's really great.
Oh,
Because I never played it. I've never fought against. Well, I mean, I did fight Johnny Cage. When he plays Johnny Cage, he doesn't say that.
I've also said it seems to happen a lot more since the patch came through this week. Like I didn't notice it if I don't know if it's because it was too new and I don't know why, but all suddenly this when I'm playing, all suddenly I notice that they're fucking bantering back and forth like crazy, especially when they beat you or if they land a really good combo. And I don't land the big long strings of combos yet. So the guy that a couple of the people that I was watching online do it, like they will beat the shit out of somebody, and then while the person is down on the other side of the corner and they're walking away, they'll start talking like, can you make this a little harder for me, please? And they walk away. I'm like, oh my God.
That's kind of awesome.
Oh yeah, it's hilarious. It brings a lot more life to the game.
Mean, I've seen some like in the story, like because you do like two the best two out of three in story, and like Jackie Briggs is walking away and she's just there doing this, and she's like, "Do you have a challenge for me?" Like, there you go, girl. Like I've seen like a little bit of that, but nothing like what you're like what you're talking. Of course, I don't string together the 10 hit combos either.
So, yeah, it's okay. This is such a good game. It's so good. So good. It where it does fall short, yes. There are certain places where I will say it definitely falls short. But overall, man, they did so good with this game. So fucking good. So I guess it's
Trying to
both
think of my complaints are. I guess my complaints is the tutorial and the crypt
them. Yeah.
and
The faction one is kind of weak. Oh, apparently when I chose my first faction, I chose the Lin Kuei. Guess
oh,
what?
so
Lin
you won.
Kuei
So
won.
okay, so
You get
what do you
5,000
get
coins
when
for
you win?
that.
You get 500 coins?
5,000. You get 5,000
5,000?
coins and you get some of the badging. Because you know how you can customize your little badge? You get like one or two different badges. And for, oh, that's the other thing that would have been nice in the guide, is it would tell you what the badges do without having to, wait for it
Unlock
to
them.
unlock. Because all the little, so listeners and viewers can understand, like in Street Fighter, you can customize your little, where your little name badge shows up. You can kind of customize it with some little stupid saying and a little background and a picture. Well, in MKX, they kind of have the same thing. You have a little banner, but now you each whatever you put in that banner will actually help you out within the fight. So you may get a little boost to your kicks or a little boost to your fireballs or whatever. So customizing that badge actually makes it's very helpful, and you kind of want to get specific badges based on whichever character you're maining in or set of characters. So yeah, when the faction thing came up. I got 5,000 coins, I think two little badges, and I don't think I got a picture. I just got the backgrounds, if I remember correctly. So,
Yeah, I have a feeling my faction's never going to win.
what did you go
Special
with?
Forces.
Oh.
It's all with like 9 and 13%, I think, of all players are in the Special Forces. But I mean, I know Sub-Zero and Raiden are more popular, so the Lin Kuei and the White Lotus will most likely be up there
Yeah.
most times. But I am seriously thinking about, leveling up to 50 and then switching factions. Going back and forth. I think there's like a trophy, like no loyalty.
Oh, yeah. Well, anything else you're missing about the MK strategy guide?
No, I think we pretty much all nailed it.
All
Makes me
right.
sad to think about. Oh well.
Well, why don't you tell me what you've been playing, other than Mortal Kombat?
Other.
Because I think we've just hammered that one out.
Well, see, the kid and I played some more Diablo 3.
Raising kids right.
That's right. So he's steadily helping me get the coinage I need. So just 2.3 million gold to go. Getting there, man. I'm getting there.
This is like a year-long event.
Well, I mean, if I could play it every day, I bet I'd be done much sooner. But that's just the way life goes. It just doesn't happen.
Oh yeah.
And then last night, I started Assassin's Creed Chronicles China. Assassin's Creed Chronicles it's part of the Assassin's Creed Unity, sort of. It's just like an extra little mini game in the lore. This one obviously takes place in China. You are a Chinese assassin. It's a female this time, who is trying to bring back the the Assassin Brotherhood into China after it was wiped out by the latest emperor. Like she goes, she's the only one who survives, and she escapes to Italy and gets trained by Ezio Auditore. Apparently there was a little animation film depicting that. And when, you know, she finishes her training, he sends her back. And so I'm going through that, and it's a stealth platformer. So I'm playing this, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I'm playing a two things I hate. But it kind of, but I'm having fun.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get very far last night because then a friend of mine called and she wanted to talk. So I only got maybe about 30 minutes in, maybe, but it actually has really interesting ways of combining the stealth with the platforming. And but it's not difficult platforming whatsoever. This is not, you know, it's it. I mean, Axiom Verge wasn't very difficult platforming. This is less difficult than that. It's just kind of weird going from the Assassin's Creed, where it's a big open world and 3D point of view. This is now a side scroller, kind of going through. But and it, like and you don't. The only time you have to do stealth is in the beginning because you have no weapons. Because you were in prison, so you're breaking out of this prison, so then you gotta go find your weapons. And it gives you, and you get your points and your rank is scored by how stealthy you are. So you get rewarded by being stealthy, never being seen, and not killing anybody who is not an assassination target. And but you kind of have to be stealthy at the beginning because if you get seen, the alerts will happen and you will get killed because you have no way of fighting back. So now that I have a sword, I'm like, oh well, screw the stealth. I'm just gonna go through and kill everybody because this is
Kill
what
all
I
the
do.
people.
Pretty much, this is what I do. I'll get the lowest score ever. I think I've gotten gold rankings all the way up through. I'll probably get tin or something like that. Aluminum. Sad face. You're a terrible assassin.
There's a rock. Dig
Yeah,
your
here's a
ore out of
rock.
it. Dig your ore out.
But the art style is kind of a watercolor painting
Oh.
art style, so it's different.
I had to text you because it was like Assassin's Creed Chronicles. What? I didn't even
Yeah.
know this was a game that was out. I didn't even know this
Like
existed.
what? I was like, what the hell is that?
I was just like, okay, I guess, whatever. I hope you're having fun in a game I didn't even know existed.
Well, I try, or I rage quit, and then figure out how I'm gonna write a review or something. I rage quit, but not that I've ever done that.
No,
No,
no.
I'm sure nobody ever does that.
Yeah. I'm sure nobody's ever done that. I'm sure they've
Yes.
never just watched the intro and been like, "This is a great game. 9 out of 10."
Yes, I'm sure no one has ever done that. So, but I'm hoping maybe to get back into Pillars of Eternity since I still, you know. I got that strategy guide still to review, and I kind of want to get that done before The Witcher.
That
That's
it?
all I got.
What you
Yeah.
got? What you got? All right.
That's all I got.
That's all I got. I'm out. Peace. All right.
Yeah,
Well, we
pretty
all
much.
know that I've still been playing Elite Dangerous, so we'll just get that one out of the way. I played a little more Bloodborne. I finally got to a guy that's sitting up on a tower because I play it for a little bit and then I'm like, I got something else I'll play. I don't know why. I got to a guy on a tower, he kicked my ass, and I was like, well, fuck this. I'm done. I lost, I think that day I lost like 20,000 souls, and I was just like, oh, fuck it, I'm done. Or Echoes, Blood Echoes. Obviously played Mortal Kombat 10. I hope to finish off the story probably either today or tomorrow.
Oh, cool. It means next week we can maybe have a spoiler cast.
Yay, spoiler cast.
Yes.
And I played more Marvel Heroes 2015. And actually,
Still fun?
oh yeah, my wife started playing it. Where I actually finished off the story to the point, like, you finish off the storyline. It's I forget how many chapters, but it ends, and I was like, is that it? Is that all there? I have like one more waypoint. I can't even access it, and it's in the storyline. What the hell? So I had to actually go online. It was like, is this the end? And yeah, it's the end until they release it. There's another patch coming out at some point, and they're gonna dump it there. So, my wife started playing it, and we kind of like just binge played all weekend. So I'm almost level 50 now on my Ghost Rider. I'm like level 30 something on my Colossus,
Hmm.
and from what I understand is I've just been reading the chat, And apparently, even when you get to the maximum level, there's a ton of stuff to do. There's a ton of, they have like a whole secondary skill system that you can start leveling up and working on that. And you're trying to fill all that out. And obviously, farming shards if I don't want to pay for extra characters. And then I was like, I'm thinking about buying Gambit, right? And my wife is like, well, you should just buy the $200 pack and get everything. And I was like, what do you mean get everything? Well, apparently, there's a $200 pack that you get all the, you get the 42 people. The characters that you can play. That's like everybody that's been released up to this point. You don't get their costumes. No, that'd be too much. But you do get all the characters, so at least you can play all of them and you're not like farming shards and then buying a character and realizing I don't really want it. But then again, you're spending money. You get all their on their on the stash screen, you get all the special character stashes. You get 2,000 other in-game currency, the G coin or whatever the hell it is. You get that, and then your account wide, you get like a 5% XP boost, and you get a 5% increased rate of finding special and rare items. And I was like, it almost be kind of worth it just for the drops. That way, because I started finding out that I don't pick up greens. It's kind of like Diablo, right? You pick up everything at first, and then you start filtering out all the stuff you pick up. So like, I no longer pick up anything unless it's purple. And it's really, I understand that different colors will be, would be, they may be better in some cases, but like purple, you get more bonuses to different stats and all that. And I was like, it's better to do that. Now I start finding uniques. And while yet, they may not be as good as the purple I just found, the list of shit that the uniques does is ridiculous. It's at least 10 to 15 point strong is to like it increases this, it increases this. If this happens, you get this, and this happens, and blah blah blah. And it's just like, oh well. And as I was playing, I was reading some of the chat, and they're like, yeah, what happens when you get to 60s? You end up farming for level 63 uniques, and you want to get all that, and then you want to farm your Omega points. And it's just like, oh shit, there's a ton to do in this game that's free. So
That's pretty amazing.
I have run into the stash management problem. My stash is pretty well full. And it's kind of becoming annoying. So there's a part of me that's like, I've been in, I think the last time I looked on Steam, it says that I have 40 some hours into this game now. And I was like, at 40 hours, yeah, I at this point I'm kind of like, I don't mind throwing, a tenner here or a tenner there to them because at least it kind of, helps them out a little bit.
That's a lot for a free-to-play game, for a game you haven't really felt the need to have to pay for anything.
Right. I mean, in stash management, yeah, it sucks. I when I paid the $10 to get Ghost Rider after my first weekend of playing it, I apparently had enough money and I bought a crafting. So they have general stashes, crafting stashes, and then character specific stashes. And there's one more in there, and I forget what it is because I don't look at it. So I bought the crafting one, so that's always full, and I'm just constantly rotating those in and out. But man, for a free-to-play game, yeah, I don't ever really the stash is the only point at where I'm like, yeah, I can see where the paywall is. And if I really, and I mean, let's face it, League of Legends is the same thing. If you want to dress up your doll, as we call them now, yeah, I can see that too, right? Because League of Legends has been doing it for a while, and really, it's just a make your character look the way you want it to look. That's fine, because your equipment doesn't change your character's looks. So your character, when you get it, it's locked in at whatever they look like. So if I wanted to go with the Russian military uniform Colossus, I have to buy that, and I can accept that, right? Like it's just costumes. That part doesn't change. It doesn't make the game pay to win, nor does the stash make it pay to win. So you never really feel like there's a paywall, but you know that it's there, and everything else that they do, like you can unlock all the characters yourself. You just have to grind it out. And we figured it out at like if you average, which I average about one Eternity Shard every 7 to 8 minutes, it will take you about 45 hours to farm out just the basic heroes, and that they all cost 400 Eternity Shards. Some of the higher ones, like Ghost Rider, was like 650. So you can get all the characters for free. You don't have to do that. If you want to dress them up, I mean, let's face it, we've been paying for costumes for how many years now? So that's fine. And the stash, I mean, If you go with the general stash, which means you can just throw anything into it, it costs a little bit more. If you do the crafting one, which obviously because it's geared for crafting, it's a little less, as well as the character specific ones. And the character specific ones means that you can only put in armor for that character. So all the little trinkets and stuff that are like for this character, you can put that in there. Or some of them will say for any hero, you can drop that in there too. So yeah, I mean, at this point, this is probably one of the better free to play experiences I've done. And I've tried a few free to play games on PC, and there's always some aspect of it that just falls short. And this one, I mean, it's Diablo mixed with a little bit of MMO aspect of it. The community itself is really, really good. I haven't really seen any trollish things. I haven't seen a lot of, like, every once in a while you'll see a gold farmer pop up or Eternity Shard or whatever it is. You'll see them kind of pop into chat, and then they usually get wiped out pretty quickly. So, yeah, it's this has been it's. I took a chance on this one. I was like, okay, I'll give it a go and
Well,
see what.
not much of a chance is free, but
Yeah, but it's a 30 some odd gig download, so I had to watch my freaking data cap and all that other crap anyway. But yeah, at this point, it's like, yeah, it's a solid game. And if you log in every day, which I've been trying to do, I forgot last night because I started playing Mortal Kombat, so I'll have to reset
that
this all over
happens.
again. But you know, as you if you log in, if you just make the attempt, just log in every day, you get a free gift all the way up to 365 days. Then don't log in for a day and you continue on. So just logging in gives you that. They're running events nonstop, so like you just become so. So gear overwhelmed because there's so many chests dropping and you open them up and there's always XP orbs and gold and yeah. So it's a solid game for free. So give it a try if you'd like the Diablo aspect of it and you kind of want to see what happens with if you take Diablo and make it an MMO and have all these heroes running around doing the same thing. It's cool, you know, it's a good time. It is a 30 some odd gig download though, so watch that.
Yeah, I want to play. I don't got time for anything. It's so sad.
Well, you could pawn
First
off your
world
kid.
problem of first world problems.
Just sell off your kids. That'll get
I
you an extra
know. They're the
PC.
problem. They're the
There you
ones who
go.
take up my weekends.
See?
Soccer, t-ball, karate tournament this weekend.
Sell them to a farm.
I might.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I got.
Before you guys call CPS, no, I'm not.
Us home, Carrie.
All right. Well, leave us a comment on this post if you have something specific you'd like us to talk about, or you can email me at strategyguidereviews@gmail.com. We have a Twitch channel now. Haven't really been using it, but we got one. It exists. It's twitch.tv/strategyguidereviews.
Hey,
It's
maybe I'll stream some Marvel or some Pillars of Eternity on there sometime.
yeah. Well, we keep talking about that. We're slackers. We admit it. Be patient with us, but we will be doing something. I still think it'd be fun to have Chris practice his brutalities on me. That could be fun.
Maybe we could do a Skype call and bring you in on that, and then we can hear how you curse me.
Probably how much I laugh at how easily you destroy me. You're like, oh, I'm not able to do 10. 10 string combos. Look at that against Carrie. I can. You can follow us on Twitter. Chris is at Starvin and I'm at Crunchy Chocobo. And the site is at Strategy Reviews. And we ask that you keep on reading SGR, the Final Fantasy Type Zero strategy guide review is up. I'm still reeling over the what the fuck in that game. And hopefully, pretty soon, I'll be able to get Pillars of Eternity up and running. As for Bloodborne, I honestly have no idea. I've lost contact to Future Press. I don't know what's going on. At this point, I'm not counting on getting it.
This makes me sad.
Yeah, it's I don't know. So that is where we are on that. And maybe next week we'll have a spoiler cast for Mortal Kombat 10. That could be fun because it's kind of weird to think about, but yes, there is stuff to talk about with a fighting game, the story. Actually kind of cool, but anyway, all right. We will see y'all next week. Y'all have a good week, good weekend.
And we're out. Peace.